On Thursday, Committee of the Whole for Prince Edward County heard an update from staff concerning the state of roads in the county in preparation for the 2023 municipal budget. Based on a novel asset management software, staff have determined that the condition of the county's 864 kilometers of public roadway assets are on average fair, with a total replacement cost of $826 million, with this calculation excluding 164 kilometers of gravel roads and the concrete Highway 49. Furthermore, staff recommended a 5-year phase-in to a new and higher target funding level that would allow an average road condition of good over the long term. Questions abounded from committee members over which roads would be prioritized for improvement, while talk of downgrading some of them to gravel was also discussed. Picton Councillor Phil St. Jean summarized the current road situation in the county as,
We're in a bad spot. I think we've always known that. But I think we're on a path forward that I think is the right thing to do. It's going to be tough. People are not going to be happy when they see their tax bills increase. But the reality is, as Councillor Maynard said, we have chronically underfunded our road systems for decades. It's coming back to haunt us. And you know what? The rest of the province is in the same spot.
Prince Edward County roads in 2022 took the third and fourth place in CAA's annual Ontario Top 10 Worst Roads. For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.